Good afternoon. My name is Leah Ruff. I'm a senior from Iowa State University, and I'm majoring in agronomy with an emphasis on plant breeding and biotechnology. And today I will be presenting about my research project exploring variety in corn cobs for usage in biomass production. The reason I'm interested in using corn cobs is because they're a promising source for cellulosic ethanol production, and they're promising, very promising, because they have a high quality as a cellulosic fermentation feedstock, and they have the highest, quality because they have the highest concentration of glucose during enzyme hydrolysis in comparison to other maize stover fractions. Furthermore, corn cobs are widely available and essentially a renewable crop residue. They're also easier to collect and transport from the field because of the way an ear of corn moves through a combine during harvest, and because corn cobs have a higher bulk density in comparison to other corn stover fractions, which results in more biomass being removed from a cornfield in a single load and lower transportation costs. So even though corn cobs seem so attractive, there's really been little breeding efforts on maize cobs. And since breeding methods are dependent upon the presence of genetic variability, the purpose of my presentation is to explore this variability and see if there is a high potential for breeding for corn cobs for increased biomass. I used two materials. The first was from the plant introduction station in Ames, Iowa, and these cobs were a random population of expired PVP lines and pipe corn ascensions. The other material I used is the IBM Syn10, and this is provided by Dr. Michael Leaf from Iowa State, and those were grown at the agronomy farm. And for those of you who don't know, IBM stands for Intermated B73 and Missouri 17. With those cobs, I took measurements on their phenotypic traits, and I measured each and every cob and recorded their length, mass, and diameter. And from that, I calculated mathematically their volume and density. However, not every cob is perfectly cylindrical in shape. So I had a problem with very odd-shaped cobs and their diameter not being the same throughout the cob. So this put errors in the volume and density calculations. And as you can see in these pictures, some of the types of cobs they came across in their shapes. In efforts to get around these errors in my density and volume, specifically for density, I cut a small section with this tool of the cob that was the same height all the way around and the same total diameter on both sides. And because density is mass over volume, I was able to use these measurements to obtain a more accurate density calculation. From all the data I collected, I have put together a summary table to show you what I obtained. And from the plant introduction station, you can see the extremes for each trait. We have the maximum, the minimum, and also the mean. And there's a picture of some of the variation that I was working with in these specific cobs. And to help show more visually the variation for each trait, you can see there's quite a bit of significant variability for each trait, which is exciting because I'll explain that a little later. For each trait, I also drew correlations, and for diameter and mass in comparison to volume, you can see there's quite a high and positive correlation. But then we look at volume compared to density, and there is really no correlation. So to explore why that is, I've created this graph showing the density versus volume for the plant introduction station cob. And each dot on this graph represents a cob that I measured and where they lied in the density and the volume. And as you can see, there's dots all over this graph, and that's one reason why there's really no correlation. And so you have some cobs that are very high in density but have a low volume, or cobs that have a low density and a very high in volume. And for breeding purposes, we'd be more interested in a cob that has high density and high volume. And you can see one really nice point above the 60-gram line that exhibits that. I also put together a summary table for the IBM Syn10 COBs that I measured, and this data resulted very close to what I obtained for the plant introduction COBs. And again, there's a picture showing some of the variation I worked with. And I also drew correlations between all the traits. Again, you see high positive correlations between diameter, mass, and volume. And then again, really no correlation between volume and density. I created another graph like the one you saw previously about density versus volume. And what's unique about this graph is I had both of the parents, B73 and Missouri 17, for the COBs. And you can see in the yellow and red dot where they landed. And it's really interesting that just by intermating these parents, you see this explosion of different phenotypic traits being expressed in the density and volume. So in conclusion, my project has resulted in showing that there is significant variability in corn cobs, which is exciting because that means there is a really high potential for breeding for cobs and making selections for a cob that's higher in biomass. And it's important for me to mention grain yield correlations with this project because grain yield is of primary importance to producers. And so in data about my materials, grain yield, and also supported by other literature, I found that there are moderately positive correlations between the two, which suggests that we can utilize corn cobs in higher biomass without sacrificing grain yield. So before I close, I would like to acknowledge a few people, Dr. Thomas Lubberstedt and his graduate student, Constantine Joshin, who helped guide me through this project, Everton Brenner, Elizabeth Bobmeyer for their work in helping collect the cobs, and Dr. Michael Lee for providing the IBM cobs, and also the Iowa State University for sponsoring the fellowship that helped me have this project. Are there any questions? Yes.
Moving forward,
making selections on the data that I have. There's actually a graduate student that has used my material, and what he has done is he has used my data to make selections on which cobs would be the most desirable for higher biomass, such as the higher density and bigger volume, and then using that and crossing it with other cobs or other cut corn that have those similar traits and see if we can get even bigger cobs and without sacrificing grain yields.